Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
We had a chance yesterday to share all the all-conference selections for Campbell County and Thunder Basin in girls and boys soccer and softball. Now it is time to share who made it to the all-state teams for track and field, girls and boys soccer, and softball. Thunder Basin had four selections to the 4A boys all-state track and field team, with Kyle Poppenfuss and Nolan Hautel making it for the very first time, and Bradley Eckstorm and Caden LaFrom Boyce made it to the team for the second year in a row. Moving on to the 4A all-state team for girls soccer, Addie Westbrook from Thunder Basin made it for the first time as a forward. Aubrey DeWine from Campbell County also made it to the all-state team for the first time as a midfielder, and Brooke Dunham from Thunder Basin made it as a midfielder as well for the second year in a row. Egan Clark from Thunder Basin made it as a defender for the first time, and Sam Bunner made it as well for the second year in a row. And Morgan Shirley, the goalkeeper for the Bolts, made it to the All-State team for the first time as well. Moving on to the All-State selections for the boys' team, Thunder Basin had four representatives, and Riley Ranger was one of them as a forward, making it to the All-State team for the second season in a row. Ivan Delgado made it for the first time as a defender, and Angel Ontiveros made it for the first time as a midfielder, and Kayla Powell joins Elite Company, making it to the All-State team as a midfielder for the third year in a row. Hal is one of five players on the 2023 team who received a third All-State honor. And finally, Thunder Basin had four representatives on the softball All-State team. Emma Kimberling made it back on the All-State team for the first time since 2021. Ella Partlow and Macy Selfers made it back on the team for the second season in a row. And Lauren O'Loughlin was one of three girls on the 2023 team that made it back for the third year in a row. And Campbell County had two representatives on the team, including Lene Kimbley making it back after being on in 2022. And Avery Gray was a part of the three girls that made it back on the All-State team for the third season in a row. And the Wyoming Coaches Association also made their selections for the Coaches of the Year for the spring season. And Thunder Basin had two coaches named to the honors. Thunder Basin boys soccer head coach Saber Garcia was voted as the 4A boys coach of the year, and Doug Cox was named the 4A softball coach of the year, with both winning state championships to end the 2023 spring sports season. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.